Says Rika, Senech Nami, we don't have a clear proof.
The Mishnah says here, Bose Kotche Kedoshim, Sheyotz Lufnei Zrika Domim. Let's say you have the Bose of a Korban Kodesh Kedosh, what's a Korban Chattis, that they made the Shrit already, and they made the Kabbalah Saddam, but before they made the Zrika of it, somebody took the meat outside the Beis Hamikdash. So that's a Psul Yotze, it's possible. That meat no not allowed to eat anymore, has a Psul Yotze. Says the boss of the meat of the Korban went outside the Beis Hamikdash before Zrika's Domin. And later, Rashi says, even if you bring it back in again, and now you make a Zrika, says the Machlokes. Reb Lezer holds, Moyel and Boy, you still have an Issa Mila on that Bosa. Usually the locker is by Kodesh Kedoshim, that there's an Issa Mila right away, but later after you make a Zrika on it, so then it's Chala Heta that the Kahanim Alad eat from the meat of the Korban. So once the Kahanim Alad eat, it's Chala Heta, then the Issa Mila goes off. We had a Shalom before in the Gemara, maybe it's Lav Davka Heta Rachila, maybe it's enough you could make a Zrika on it. But I call upon him, once the Heta Rachila is Chal, then the Issa Mila goes off. But over here on this Bosa, Lamaisa, since it has a Psul Yaitvei, it went out of the Beis Midish, so it can never become Mutatit. So now when you bring it back again, Reb Lezer holds that the Zrika does not help for it, and it's as if no Zrika was done in that Bosa. And therefore the Yisra Mila still remains. But, and Hu Adini says also, V'yein Chayov Malov Mishum Pigel. Even if you have Machsheves Pigel in the Korban, it's not Chal Pigel in that Bosa. Because the Bosa that went outside the Azorom, so the Avoid of the Zrika does not help on it. And Pigel is only Chal if you have a Zrika in the Korban. So the meat that was outside, it's like no Zrika was done for it. Therefore, the Yisra Mila cannot be Chal either on the Bosa. Anu Adin V'noise V'tamei. If the meat was left overnight, or the meat became tamei, there'd be no issa tidit, because this issa neister and tamei is only chal upon bosa that it once had a heter achila. But here that this bosa never receives a heter achila, there's no issa neister on it, there's no issa tamei on it either. So that's Reb Lezer Shita, that a zrika on a yotze does not help at all. Reb Akiva says no. Reb Akiva ain meilim boy. He also know that the zrika does help. Lamaisa, now that you make a Zrika, even though the Bosa had a Psul Yotze, but the Maisa, the Zrika helps enough to take off the Issa Mila. Now on this Bosa, there's no more Issa Mila. And Hu Adin, B'chayav Molov, Mishum Pigol, V'noise V'tomi. There's an Issa Pigol, and an Issa Noise and Tomi on the meat. As he holds, that's what he holds, that the Zrika helps. And just like the Kosher Zrika does this, Hu Adin, the Zrika also now, even though the meat has a Psul Yotze, still, the Zrika helps. Yeah, that's from the Kiva Svara. Therefore, there'll be Pigel Neisav Atame. Now, Rabbi Kiva like brings a proof to himself, like argues on Reb Lezer and says like this. Omer Rabbi Kiva says, "Varei Hamafrish Chatose." What's going to be if somebody sets aside the Korban Chatis? He did a Chet, so he sets aside the Korban Chatis. V'yovda, then he loses his Korban. So the Hifresh Acheros Tachte sets aside another Korban instead of the first one. Yeah, and that's when he brings the second one. And now, V'yachakach nimses harishon, and now he finds the first one. So, Ma'is, he has two korban chatises for his one chet that he did. And V'arei shteyim oimdois. Both of them are standing in front of him. V'arei shteyim oimdois. So, Locher is, Loi kishem, isn't it? Like kishem shedoma poiti es besaroi. Just like when you make a shchita on one of them. So it part is its own bosa, means the Issa Mila goes off its own bosa. Because the mice now you let eat from it. Since you let eat from it, usually, so therefore the Issa Mila goes off it. So in this case here we have two korban chatis, kach hu poiter as bosa chaverta. The same thing also lopata, the bosa chaverta. It's the same thing as kach hu poiter as bosa chaverta. Then here we have these two chatois that both I made, so only one could be brought. The other one is called the Chata Shekipur Baleho. So only one of the two is brought. But when you make a Zrika on the first one, so it takes off the Issa Mila from its own Bosa, and it also takes off the Issa Mila on the other Korban. Because now that you brought one Chata, the other Chata is not able to be brought anymore. It's like not supposed to be brought. It's like a Chata Shekipur Baleho. So therefore the Issa Mila goes off it. So if so, in Poitid Domers Pesor Chavert the Minamila, is dinu sheyifter es pesaratzmoi? Who is in the shapat with its own basar also? So that's Rabbi Akiva's Svara. So you see, sometimes that the Zerika helps even on something else, even on Yotzei. So just like over here, by his case here, the Zerika of one Chatis helps for another one, so Pshita now a case here also. We have one Korban Chatis, just some of the Bosa went outside the Beis Hamikdash. So Pshita, the Zerika you make inside, not only does it help on its own Bosa, but it even helps on this Bosa that has a Psul Yotzei also. You'll see more in the Gemara. But this is Rabbi Akiva's Svara, that the Zerika helps even on the Bosa that was Yotzei. Now the Mishnah says, another Alachom, what's going to be a Murei Kodshim Kalam? You have the Murim of a Korban Shlomim. So usually the Alachom of a Korban Shlomim is a Kodshim Kalam. There's no Issur Mila at the beginning. It's only after you make a Kosher or Zerika that now it's set aside the fats that are going to be burnt on the Mizbeach. Those are the Murim. So now on the Murim it's Kalam Issa a Mila. But on the Bosa never gets an Issur Mila. But even the Emurim only has an Issur Mila after you make a Kosher or Zerika. So what's going to be here now? Emuri Kodshim Kalam. You have the Emurim, the fats of a Korban Shlomim, that's supposed to be burnt. She Yotzlof Nei Zerikas Damim. Before they made this Kosher or Zerika, the Emurim was taken out of the Beis Hamikdash. So it's Chala Psul Yotzi on it. And then he left even brought back. And now you make a Zerika. So the question is, does the Zerika help to put an Issur Mila on the Emurim or not? So Rebbe Lezer Oimer Ein Merlim Bim. No, the Zerika does not help, and therefore there's no Issur Mila on these Emurim, because only a Kosher Zerika. That then the Loch is the mitzvah to burn the Emurim. So then, since it's Oimer to be on the Mizbeach, that's called Kodesh Hashem. Then it's Chal on Issur Mila. But over here, since with this Zerika on those Emurim have a Psul Yetz, there's no mitzvah to burn it. So therefore, it's not Chal on Issur Mila. That's what Rebbe Lezer holds. And the same thing, the Enchayov Malay Mishum Pigul Naisi Batame. That Emurim is like there was no Zerika done to it, and therefore, Pigul is not Chal on the Emurim, and no Din Naisi, no Din Tame, since the Zerika did not help for it. Mashenkin again, Rabbi Kiva says, no, Moilum Bem, yes, there is an Issur Mila, that this Zerika helps, even though there's a Psul Yotzei, still when you make a Zerika in the carbon, it helps even for the Psul Yotzei. So therefore, the Emurim now, they're doing now is not really called a good Zerika for the Bosa. Since that Bosa has a Psul Yotzei, it went outside already, so then Le'mafka Medei Mila and Echnami, such as Zerika, cannot take off the Issur Mila from the Bosa. Maybe that's Rabbi Lezer's Svara. Avo, but in the Sefer, by Kodshim Kalam, there's the opposite. There we say the Zerika has to put the Issur Mila on it. Avo Li'asu L'dei Mila. But if you want, by Kodshim Kalam, the Zerika to go and put Mila onto the carbon, onto the Emurim, Moizel Rabbi Kiva, maybe there Rabbi Lezer would agree to Rabbi Kiva, the Afilu Shleiket Tekunai, Maisel Lidei Mila. Maybe even though the Zerika does not really help 100% for the Emurim, because it has the Psul Yotzei, and maybe even the Zerika is not so kosher, still would help to put the Issur Mila on it. There's a difference. To take off the Issur Mila doesn't help, but maybe to put on the Issur it's easier. So therefore I have to see Rabbi Lezer argues in both places. Yes, so let's just have the second machlekes. The Gemara says no. V'yit megabi kachim. I would just hear the second machlekes by kachim kalim. Havamin, I would have thought to say over there, gabi kachim kalim. Who do you have, Rabbi Kiva? Only over there does Rabbi Kiva say moelim v'endes nisim mila. Why? Because the afilus rika shaloi kitikunai maislu de milam. Rabbi Kiva does sort of just the opposite. That by Kodshim Kalam there after the Zerika, that's what puts the Issur Mila on the Emurim. So even though here the Emurim has a Psul Yotzei, still the Zerika helps. Maybe Zerika does not such a kosher Zerika would help to put the Issur on it. But in the Resha, by Kodshim Kalam, over there you want the Zerika to help on the Bosa to take off the Issur Mila. The Lafuke, who maybe should like it to kunoi, loy mafkum adei mila, maybe the Zerika was not done 100% kosher, maybe he will not take off the Issur Mila, maybe. So I would not know that Rabbi Kiva argues in the Resha. If I would have just had the machlokes in the Sefer, I would have thought the only argument in the Sefer, not in the Resha. So Kamashmul, that's the Chiddush, yes, that they argue both places, both in the Resha and the Sefer, the same machlokes. That according to Rabbi Kiva, the Zerika, even though there's a Psul Yotzei, it's like a good Zerika, and it could take on Mila, take off Mila. And according to Rabbi Lezer, it's just the opposite. a zrika that's done on a psul yaitz, it's not like a zrika at all. So it can't take off milo and it can't put on milo. So that's why the Mishnah says in both cases they argue. I think more to like this, Itma. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, that Rabbi Yechanan says like this, Ki Yomer Rabbi Kiva, Zerika Mielus Li Yotzei. When does Rabbi Kiva say in our Mishnah that even though there's a Psul Yotzei on the Bosom, the Zerika still helps for it? That's only Shiyotze Miksasa. Only if only half of the Bosom went outside the Beis HaMikdash. But part of it is still inside. And therefore, Rashi says, since it's the migu that the zrika helps on the part of the basar that's inside, he could help on the part that went outside also. Kulav, in the case that all the meat of the carbon went outside the base of Migdish, Rabbi Kiva would not say that the zrika helps for psul yaitse. That's what Rabbi Yechanan says. Omer Rabasi, Rabbi Yechanan, so Rabasi is about Rabbi Yechanan. Kvalimduni chaveri shabagurla, my chaveri mgurla taught us like this. That what is not a locha? There's locha of mechashven al ha'ovod v'yahla sorif. That you let to have machshav and something that's lost and something that's burnt. Rashi says like this: Shem nisufu emurim. Let's say the emurim of the korban, the fat, were already burnt up. V'chisha bezrika, you mechashven al v'shas zrika the korban al menas la'aktiv chuslasman and must have burned at the wrong time. Still have a pickle. Still chal pickle. Shereicha min abos. Whoever eats from the bosa now. Oy shim nimtzas. If you find the emurim, oichlam chayav koros. That is this. Machashman can have a machshava. I love it. Even though the emurim was lost, and you had a machshava now b'shas rika to burn the emurim tomorrow, still it's chal the psul. I knew it didn't be al asorif whether it was burnt or whether it's sorif. It's chal the psul pigel. The question is, I've obed the sorif was lost or was burnt. Lo yistim lebeidel not here anymore. Avilu roch is toni machashman. So we see the machshava helps. So who you see goes according to Rabbi Kiva here. So see, machshava helps even though there's no basar at all. So how could you say it only helps if there's some basar around? Here it's mashma, all the meat was lost, all of it was burnt. So Rabbi says no. For the more miyam Rabbi Yochanan, true Rabbi said like this. I've a boy min Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan asks a question from Rabbi Yochanan that chishav le nishpochin le mochamal. If you have a machshava like to make a zrika tomorrow, and the dam was ready nishpach. Hashem nishpochim shiri adam shasherfich liyisodim esbech kumi boilo en chisha b'shash shlichas hashram v'yad ha-machshov b'shash yispilling the shirayim al-manas lechol kezayas chutzes manay time when yispilling the shirayim you have a mind to eat from the boss of tomorrow tanu lemocha mal is that called a machshov or not and this omulei Reb Ziri chvashonis lonu that olu yitos for the gloch of olu that what almo ha'a Alma hai olol, kivun left by mashash, there's nothing, there's no meat left over there. Is like kibbut tumma. Sanin nishpachum nami, kivun the libid ozlo, machshav le mahanalu. Yeah. Al utoni lobin osorav kashi.
Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue with the start this blast over again on the next tape. Holding up Zayin and Aleph, we just talked Leskimor again. Leskimor, the problem of Beis Baran here was in Itma. That Omer Rabbi Yechon, Yechon said like this: that Ki Omer Rabbi Kiva Zrikum Yolus LiYotzei. When does Rabbi Kiva say in the Mishnah that even though there's a psul Yotzei, still the Zrik helps? Zrik is Melus on the bus that has a psul Yotzei. That's only Shiyotze Miktsosei. Only if part of the meat went out. But still part of the meat is inside. And like it's a migo that this rik helps for part of the meat, it helps for the other part also. All the meat went outside, has a psul yaitzi in it. Then this rik does not help. Then Rabbi Kiva did not say it. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Some Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Yochanan, Kvalimduni chaveri shabagela, like my friends in Geula, in Abovel, taught me like this. He said, Allah Kareem.